com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
So, Allie, you do your own radio show called ALP, and what does that stand for? Everybody must ask you that.
Yes, people do ask, because that's the cost with having a show that's ambiguously titled. But the original meaning for ALP was awesome, loving, and positive. But every week we do a new thing for it to stand for. So last week, or I guess 2 days ago, this weekend we did a show about smoking, and so our ALP stood for a lethal puff.
Now, you and your co-host Ellen are both cigarette smokers.
Yes. Well, Ellen is a novice smoker.
She doesn't smoke as often as
right.
you. But she's smoking as long
it.
As I've known her, at least.
Really? Well, she hasn't been here that long.
Right, which is about a year.
Right.
So
she'll get there. She'll get to my level one day.
What is your level? How many cigarettes do you smoke
about? I smoke about a pack a day.
Okay, so 20.
Yeah.
About 20. Is that average, or is average 2 packs a day in America?
I don't know. I think that 2 packs is like you're unemployed or something, because I don't know how someone could have time for 2 packs.
I see what you're saying. Of course, it costs twice as much when you're smoking 2 packs. So
that's true.
All right, so you delved in, and when you're doing a topic on ALP, you focus in. Like, here on Free Talk Live, we're all over the place over 3 hours, but in your two-hour show, you focus in on that one
right.
issue, and you
well,
really dig in, and you research and everything.
I've been doing Free Talk Live for, like, 2 years now, and I love that
you
we cover...
You know totally how not to do talk radio.
No. I love that, that we get to cover so many different topics, and one day we'll get to all of them on ALP, but I like when we can focus on a topic, so that's why we do one topic per show, so that we... You know, we get all our thoughts out about that one topic. And what ends up happening isn't, you know, you think, well, how can you talk about that long? Our problem has been that I don't get to talk about all the things I wanted to discuss.
Yeah. You were talking about that off the air this weekend. So go check it out for yourself at ALPShow.com. You can download archives there and listen to them live on Saturday nights as well. ALPShow.com for more of Allie. As we continue here, we were talking about police corruption, the Kelly Thomas case, a schizophrenic man who may have been homeless, was beaten to death by the police. We had a guy call from Orange County a few moments ago. He sounded Hispanic, and sure enough, the police are picking on him as well, forcing him to, in many different instances, just forcibly detaining him for no reason whatsoever besides the fact that he's young and Hispanic in California. And his experience is not uncommon. Police are constantly harassing young people. They're harassing people who aren't white. Although, even if you are white and you're young, you'll still get in trouble from the police. Allie was telling us about an incident she had with local cops recently. So, I mean, I've seen them pick on girls here in Keene all the time. As a matter of fact, the cops around here seem to love to pick on young ladies, because usually young people don't know their rights.
Yep.
And, you know, they're going to tell the police things that they shouldn't have said. They're going to reveal information they shouldn't have revealed, and they're going to end up getting arrested for it. I was in court the other day. I looked at the docket. 90% of the cases were underage possession.
You know, I don't even think it's because I don't think old people know their rights either. I think it's just that old people are more likely to have lawyers.
That's true.
Yeah, they can afford a lawyer.
So there's a little bit more here. We talked about the Kelly Thomas case, but I've got a related story. From PrisonPlanet.com. It's actually originating from CopBlock.org, but PrisonPlanet's got a pretty good update here. So there's a police or a future police officer named Darren Redding. Now, he's claiming in an update to this case that a friend used his Facebook account while at his home to post a threatening message. And the Washoe County Sheriff's Department says that no Darren Redding is associated with them, although the department has not indicated whether his friend who made the post is a trainee with them or not. Now, what's all this about? Well, this man claiming to be a trainee of the sheriff's deputies, or a trainee sheriff's deputy, posted a threatening Facebook message aimed at Cop Block, an organization which advocates filming police officers. I'm a supporter of CopBlock.org, longtime supporter. in which the soon-to-be cop said that protesters should be exterminated in gas chambers and that he would beat them up, quote, just for the sheer joy of it, unquote.
Hence the need for protesting.
Oh, what do you mean?
When you have officer, when you get to the point where people like this are being considered for a position in law enforcement, that's the all, you know, that's why you would need to protest, is because, you know, we have the situation where evil people are becoming cops every day.
Yeah, I don't know if this is necessarily evil. This is just completely irresponsible. This is a person who has, you know, takes no mental stock. He's, you know, just a, I'm on the good guy team. You must be the bad guys because you're on the other team. You don't like my team. My team's great. We're the blue team. I mean, this is just a, I mean, you know, just a mouth breather. And the sad thing to say is some police departments actually look for police officers with low IQs.
It's true.
Really? Like, as if you, if you have an IQ, high IQ, they're less likely to hire you.
You are not qualified in certain departments.
Less. They will not hire you.
I believe New Haven, Connecticut was the one that made news for that.
That was the one that made news, but there are other, other reasons that other towns do it. And supposedly it's because the smarter people would get bored with the job.
Well, and also smarter people are less likely to follow orders blindly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the sheriff's department originally had claimed that Redding's account was hacked, but Redding admits that one of his friends used the account while visiting his home, or that's what he claims. So anyway, he said that, this is from the CopLock Facebook page, quote, while it's rare that we receive direct death threats, they must be taken seriously, especially when they come from someone with military training who's about to become a law enforcement agent / sheriff. And if you go to this guy's Facebook page, this Darren Redding, you know, he's definitely got the, he's got a picture of him and his buddy in camo up on the top. And, you know, it's pretty clear this guy's fresh out of the military. And what do military people do when they get out of the military?
They often go to work for prisons and police departments.
A whole bunch of them get hired by the police.
Well, it's familiar. It's much more familiar than any other job I can think of.
Well, sure. They were given orders in the military, and they are given orders in the police department. So it is very, very familiar. According to CopBlock, the threats were made by Darren Redding, a former U.S. Marine who claims he's the current cadet in the training with the Washoe County Sheriff's Department. Redding's Facebook page has now been deleted, but the messages sent to CopBlock appear at the end of the article. Quote, if I had my way, there would be another Holocaust with camps and gas chambers full of effing sea scabs like you. I hope you die, he allegedly stated, adding, quote, I hope some cop beats your butt the next time you're protesting, in quotes, or filming them or whatever. In fact, I'm about to start the training academy for Washoe County Sheriff's Department in Reno, Nevada, and I can't wait to deal with punk somethings I can't say like you. And I would beat your effing A just for the sheer joy of it. If you were a law-abiding citizen, you wouldn't have any problem with 5-0. But something tells me you were probably being a jackball towards a police officer, and you got what was coming to you, and that inspired you to make a page.
You didn't respect my authority!
That's right.
That's why you got beat up, punk! Because you got to respect my authority. There is nothing to do with laws. It has to do with respect.
And that inspired you to make a page giving a bad name to all law enforcement, stated Redding, complaining about one of CopBlock's posts.
Apparently, they didn't need to create the page. This guy just went ahead and did it for them.
Well, right. Now, look, CopBlock doesn't give a bad name to all law enforcement. CopBlock advocates police accountability.
Right.
It's CopBlock out there saying, look, you guys have some cops that are misbehaving. There's no way to hold these people accountable through the system, no meaningful way. So the way that we're going to have to do it is by showing the people of the world what you people are like. And they encourage people to stand up for their rights. They encourage people to learn their rights. They encourage people to exercise their rights. And they encourage people to record their interactions with the police and post them publicly so other people can learn. You can learn from others' mistakes. You can see how the police are behaving. And most importantly, hold them accountable by showing what they do.
Not just that, but it's good for the police officers in many ways, too. So they did it in, I forgot the name of the town again in California that they put the cameras on police officers, and they saw a decrease in uses of force by 60-something percent, and a decrease in complaints against police officer uses of force by 88%.
Well, it's good for the police overall, but that's not good for the rogue cops who want to get away with beating people up and murdering people.
Well, those are not the civil servants that everybody claims. As a matter of fact, I think this should be done on soldiers, too.
All right,
it's good for
back.
Cops. It's good for soldiers.
Your calls are welcome here. 855-450-FREE. Do you believe the statement that this wasn't him that posted it? I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
You can bring up anything that you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One future sheriff's deputy, supposedly, posted to his Facebook profile, or rather to the CopBlock Facebook profile, some really nasty messages saying that he wants to put the protesters into gas chambers, said all kinds of things we can't say on the radio. He hopes they die. He'd beat them just for the sheer joy of it, etc. We can continue here. And if you're about sick and tired of the police state and you want to do something about it besides complain, because it's real easy to complain, there's plenty to complain about, and you're really frustrated, maybe you've done some cop blocking or some cop watching in your area, but you're frustrated by the fact that it's only you, or like you and one friend, who are going out and hitting the streets and trying your damnedest to make a difference, make a dent, make a positive impact in the world, and you just feel like you're frustrated and you're, you know, there's nothing you can do, that you're barely scratching the surface of what's possible. Check out the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, to get together with people who actually care about freedom in large numbers, because numbers make a difference. Criminal gangs have numbers. The government is a the government people are a criminal gang. They're a group of men and women that force their views on other people, you and I, through the threat of violence or the use of actual violence. And these people are outnumbering us at the moment, those of us who are activists. But we can change that by getting people who love liberty together in the same place. Once we start to outnumber them, we should remain peaceful. I'd like to point that out. I'm all about peaceful change. But once we outnumber them, they'll start to change how they behave. And I've seen it happen. You know, you get enough people in one place, or for instance, the 420 celebration that we had here in Keene several years ago, where there were 100 and something people out in the local park smoking cannabis, cops couldn't do anything about it.
Well, they did. First they went and did some strategic arrests.
Yeah, that's true. And then we went to the cop station and smoked out in their police lobby. They didn't do anything about that. So, anyway, numbers make a huge difference. And that's just from a civil disobedience perspective. You could also get elected. We've got dozens of Free State Project participants who've actually won election here in New Hampshire. Many of them are proposing interesting pieces of legislation that can help bring about more freedom. The jury nullification law was created here in New Hampshire that allows you as a defendant or a defense attorney to actually talk about your right as a juror to vote not guilty based on your opinion on a case, not just the facts in the case. So that's something we have in here in New Hampshire that was legislatively created by people who care about freedom, because we actually have those people here in large numbers and more of them are coming. It's the reason why the three of us are here in the studio together tonight. It's the reason why you should be considering moving to New Hampshire as well. And there's an excuse that you're going to have here in about 6 weeks, I'd say. About six weeks, between now and the end of February, actually, is when you have to get your tickets for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 20th through the 23rd. Did I hear, Allie, that ALP is going to be performing live from
That's
the Liberty
right.
Forum for the first time ever?
For the first live show ever.
All right, so you can go and check that out, as well as Free Talk Live. We're going to be live every single night from the Liberty Forum, and you can join us there, but that's not the reason to come. The reason to come to the Liberty Forum is to be around hundreds of people who care about freedom and to feel what it's like, to get a sense of that community of, wow.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
Wow, these people are actually doers. These aren't just talkers. These are people who have projects they're working on right now. Many of the people at the Liberty Forum are going to have already moved. We're people like us who are just coming there. We're going to be there. You're going to get to meet people like us who've moved. We've got stories to tell about that experience. And then a lot of people are also going to be there visiting from other areas of the world and the United States. And those people will be considering making a move. Or maybe they've already pledged to move and they're just, you know, they're not ready to move yet. Because the Free State Project move doesn't actually happen. By the way, again, that's nhlibertyforum.com, February 20th through the 23rd. The move doesn't actually happen officially until the Free State Project reaches 20,000 participants. So they're over 15,000 at this point. We're still looking to get to that 20,000, but a lot of us moved early because we just didn't want to wait, and we want to jump in and get active sooner rather than later, and I'm glad I did. So go and check it out, nhlibertyforum.com. We'll see you there. Let's go to the phones. Ken's in Illinois. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Ken. Hey, guys.
Hey, go ahead.
So you were mentioning about the one cop who was a former Marine. I've got a lot of guys that are in my unit that are either going into the armed forces or are in some form, or I'm sorry, not the armed forces, into law enforcement or are in some form of the corrections institutions, something like that. And I try to talk to them, you know, try and convince them, you know, don't go into law enforcement. And, you know, why would you want to do that? You know, are you really going to be out there, you know, beating the crap out of people and killing people? And they're just straight up, yeah. I mean, they have no remorse for it whatsoever, just straight up.
They're excited. Yeah. They're excited to go and use violence on people.
Yeah, it's...
And these are your friends?
Well, that's what they've been trained to.
Well, if he's not friendly to them, what might happen to him, Allie?
Right. It's true. Are you forced into this friendship, Ken?
What's that?
Are you being coerced into being friends with these people?
No, I mean, you spend enough time around someone, you develop a certain bond. I mean, the military, you can't avoid it. I mean, as much as I'm aware of everything, you know, and it's only been like 3 years, and I've been in the Marine Corps for about five, and you can't help but still...
But how is that going to complicate things when they start telling you about things that you think are really wrong? You know, you're either going to have to make a choice to not say anything about how you feel, or risk saying how you feel and them getting really defensive and maybe even worried that you know about this thing. I mean, I think that police officers probably do harm and try to cover it up and don't want the people they tell about it to let it get around. You know, what if they're telling you about something they did that wasn't even technically legal? And, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm extremely outspoken in my unit. I mean, I'm a Lance Corporal, which is like an E3. And I've had full on arguments and shouting matches with some of my sergeants, just going back and forth, just talking about, you know, one issue or another. I mean, I don't care anymore. I'm to the
well,
point where
and also,
guys
I don't
are going to
listen
or not.
These guys aren't yet working in law enforcement. You're talking about when they leave the Marines, they're going to be working in law enforcement?
Both. It's the reserves. Oh. So a lot of the guys, you know, some of them are still. Like, I had a couple of sergeants that were in my unit that were working for my local police department.
So you are having to deal with it right now.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't ran into them. I've been looking for them, but I haven't seen them. And there was a couple of the guys in my shop that... just left him to go to law enforcement.
Well, that's a very revealing statement. It's what certainly, you know, we've speculated about, and for you to
confirm. Yeah, I wish I knew the
like
numbers
that.
Of how many people who are in the military move on to law enforcement. We have the numbers on, like, homelessness and from, you know, vets. Why don't we have the number of people that go on to law enforcement or corrections?
Ken, anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh. I was reading the chat thing for a second there.
You can't read the chat when you're on the air. It's very distracting.
Very naughty.
you're never going to be a co-host like that.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate your call tonight. There you go. I mean, what more do you need to know? That's a guy who's in the Marines who has an experience. You know, his experience is real with these guys he's working with, saying they're jazzed up about being cops so they can just beat some people up. And get away with it.
Doesn't sound like good friends to me.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It also sounds like people you don't want to cross either. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig Smokes the Competition, with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want here toll-free, 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. If you haven't done that yet, you do have to do that one step before we can get you on with Skype. But then once you're accepted, which you will be, then it's easy to connect with us that way. So feel free to reach us in whatever way is best for you. And don't forget, you can also find us online at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options there. Live streams, we've got those. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They stream around the clock. So not only can you listen live, but you can also listen anytime. And our streams, again, listen.freetalklive.com will take you there.
They say you know, Bitcoin's a new online cryptocurrency. Well, the currency aspect, you want to be able to buy things with bitcoins. The place to do that, bitcoinstore.com.
Like real things.
Real things. You can get more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. Most of them are consumer electronics goods. Chances are good you're sitting around with a consumer electronics device in your pocket. Certainly you've got many in your home. Mm-hmm. So these are real world items you can really use. And they've got a great prices. There's a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. And the reason they have a 0% markup is to get people interested in buying things with Bitcoin. Bitcoinstore.com is taking the long view here. They're more interested in people using Bitcoin as a currency than they are in making profits this quarter. It's completely... you know, personally owned site. So, you can go there, check out the prices. It's bitcoinstore.com. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real world items. And Nobody can track what you buy at Bitcoin Store. You don't even need to give your real name or anything other than an address where you want your parts shipped. As a matter of fact, when I purchased my laptop, I sent it to the Shire Free Church. Nobody asked me anything. BitcoinStore.com.
All right, so we continue here. Your calls are welcome, whether it's police corruption or sexting. We talked about that earlier tonight. Chris is on the line in New Hampshire. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I finally have my family on board with moving up to New Hampshire, and I wanted to ask you two if you know of any other real pockets of liberty activism besides Keene and Manchester.
The Seacoast in Nashua, there. I believe. Basically, the more populated areas, I mean, if you want to get really active politically, Concord's a good place to be, obviously, because you're really convenient to the State House if you're in Concord. But pretty much the more urbanized areas, although there's a good crew in the Grafton area as well, which is kind of a small town. So
Grafton is, if you're interested in the country lifestyle, Grafton is nearly managed to take over their city, their town government.
And I'm just presuming there's a lot going on in Nashua and the Seacoast because I know people have moved there. But the
I don't see a lot happening.
Well, that's the thing, Mark. We're out here in we're on the west end of New Hampshire in Keene. And there aren't any real good venues to find out what's happening in those other areas. You really have to go there and connect with the people that are there. And I think that's a fault of the activists in those areas, that they're not good at promoting what goes on. But I'll tell you one thing. Manchester is a real hot spot. I mean, there's a lot of people who are in the Manchester area. There's a lot going on in Manchester, but you don't know it. You would never know it because if you go to freemanch.com, the last time they posted there was in April. I've heard they're trying to relaunch that again for the third time, but, you know, they really need some help promoting themselves.
It's easy to get rentals in Manchester, too, so and it's nice to be able to rent for a year or two before you decide where you're going to buy. There's nothing like boots on the ground knowledge, and you honestly can't even develop the right amount of knowledge for where you would want to move, even in a week at the Porcupine Free Festival or Liberty Forum.
What I thought was really helpful in finding a place is talking to people in New Hampshire. That it's just like, you know, someone to have to message and have all your questions answered, as opposed to like trying to look it up online and talk to, you know, try to find the answer to your question is just harder. And they also can give you an in as far as, like, you know, a lot of people who move, they want to live with other Free State Project participants. I know that that was kind of important for me, so.
Right, yeah, I definitely would recommend moving to anywhere where there's a population of activists. Now, whether they're doing the things that you're excited about is another question, and I think that Allie's right. Connecting with those people in advance is important. So there's the Free State Project Forum, so you can go to forum.freestateproject.org.
And there's the Liberty Forum. You can meet people in person.
Well, right, Liberty Forum's coming up.
I think I am going to be going to that Liberty Forum.
Good.
I've been working in Manchester for, like, 4 years now. I actually don't know any liberty people here, but
oh wow, well, you haven't tried very hard then.
I haven't mostly I live in Massachusetts. I drive up here and drive home. I haven't really tried connecting with anybody yet.
So they recently made a calendar, and I did a short link to it. I think I put it in at calendar.shiresociety.com. If you go there, that takes you to a humongous calendar, which is a kind of a collaboration of different liberty events from all around New Hampshire. So if you go there, you'll see things that are happening in Keene. You'll see things that are happening in Manchester. And so, for instance, Manchester, they have a long-running event on Tuesday nights called Taproom Tuesday. That's at a place called Murphy's Taproom. That's usually a fairly well-attended event. They also have a very popular Bitcoin meetup in Manchester. So if you were to go to calendar.shiresociety.com, it will take you to where you could see some of the things, just some of the things that are going on in New Hampshire, because it's only a fraction of the things going on, because it has to require someone to actually take the time to put it on one of these calendars and it get aggregated. So that's a good way to kind of scratch the surface. And then you can go to some of these public events. Like here in Keene, we have Social Sundays, and that's a good way to connect with some of those people. So what I'd recommend is, not only do you go to the Liberty Forum and meet a whole bunch of people and get on the forums online, like forum.freestateproject.org or forum.shiresociety.com, There's several Facebook groups. I'm not going to go over those, but you know, connect in those ways. But when you get to New Hampshire, take some extra time and go around and, you know, visit these places. And again, you're in Massachusetts, so you're convenient. You can come up any old weekend you want to.
Yeah, but, well,
you know,
I'm here every day. I've been going around these places. I like them all for different reasons. I was just wondering what the differences were in the Liberty people up there, because there seems to be a big difference between you guys in Keene and the Manchester people, but
there's really not a big difference. I mean, there's more people in Manchester. They're doing a lot of stuff out there. We're doing a lot in Keene as well, but they've just got so many numbers.
I'd
on
say
us.
Pound for pound, you guys are doing more activism than the Manchester folks are doing.
I wouldn't even make that claim.
They're doing things like, building a community.
I wouldn't even make that claim, Mark. I've been out to the MVP meetings out there, and I've heard them talk about some of the things that are going on. There's a lot of very
like
exciting
what?
Stuff. I don't know what is going on right now. I heard about things in the past. They may not be going on today because they don't promote very effectively. But they're doing a lot of things. And they don't really have to promote because, you know, people are going to move to Manchester whether or not things are happening.
Do you think it's like media drain because Keene's like the Liberty Media capital that, like, people who are interested in media come here? And so
There's media in Manchester. I mean, they've got Flaming Freedom.
Well, no,
there.
I know that there's like definitely podcasts and some great shows coming out of there. But like as far as promoting, you know, activism and things going on, it's true. I don't like hear about as much happening in Manchester. It does seem like it is more about the Free State movement there sort of growing like their social ties, which I think is like, I'm not downplaying that.
Yeah.
That's probably almost more important.
But we
than
do that here in Keene
stuff.
Too. So, I mean, it's not that's like true. You can't have social events and have activism at the same time. They're doing a lot of stuff. It's just that there's no central location to go to learn about what it is. So you really just have to go and plug in and get involved in the community. And that's when these different activism opportunities will sort of present themselves. So that's what I would recommend. In fact, at the Liberty Forum, or actually rather before the Liberty Forum, and I don't know if nhlibertyforum.com has information on these yet, but they certainly will at some point. They're actually going to be having meetups in different areas of New Hampshire prior to the Liberty Forum. So like the week before the Liberty Forum, basically. I think the one in Keene's on the 18th. Anyway, the week prior to, there's, you know, like a bus or something that's going to come around to different areas of New Hampshire, and the people who live in those areas are invited to come out and kind of meet interested parties, people who are touring around the state. So that might be a good opportunity.
Perfect.
Yeah, as
that
well. So
awesome.
check out nhlibertyforum.com, and if they don't have the information about those tours up, shoot them an email or try to use the contact information to ask them more about that, because I know those things are being planned because we're planning one here in Keene. And thanks for the call tonight, Chris. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We continue here. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are coming up. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. You can take control in the remaining minutes. Here it's 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is that you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live. We invest it in the show. In fact, we'll have our friends who have pledged to double your $5 a month. Because right now we've got a doubling offer, matching contributions that are available.
Did you do the amps this weekend?
I did. We lost a little ground, unfortunately, okay, because we lost a platinum over the weekend. Every now and then, you know, somebody cancels for whatever reason. Sometimes it's accidental.
Life changes.
Sometimes it's accidental in that, like, PayPal, if your credit card expires, they do you the service of canceling all your subscriptions for you. So even if you didn't intend to cancel, sometimes you get cancellations. So there's that, and then, you know, life changes. One guy said he's saving up for his move to New Hampshire, and he had to clear out his bank account from, he's going to get a new bank account up here. So, you know, some of them come back down the line. But anyway, so we've actually lost a little bit of ground and sure would appreciate you helping us make up to the $950 mark, because we're trying to raise $950 per month in contributions to the AMP program for the purpose of paying Daryl to do affiliate relations for us, which he's been doing for the last 3 months, and it's been great so far. He actually got another station to agree verbally to take the show on the phone today, so the next step is to get a signed agreement from them. And
where's it at?
He's already gotten two signed agreements thus far in his 3 months.
Good job, Daryl.
Which, yeah, I consider that to be very, very good.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
And we've made it to the $950 mark by adding in one-time contributions. So we had like 900. We've had, I think we're probably around $850 a month in contributions at the moment. We're going to make it by the end of this month because somebody sent me a big check and said, here, use this to fill in the gaps. So we've made it here and there, but that's not going to last forever. And what we need to do is the real goal is to get to that $950 per month in monthly contributions. So if you can help us, sure would appreciate it. And your AMP dollars will be doubled if you do that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and AMP-only forums and more. Go and get the details and get signed up. It makes a big difference for us because it makes it so we can market the show more effectively and get on more radio stations. We've got over 135 stations now.
Really?
And we could have 300. We could have 500. So it just depends on money. So thanks in advance. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we go to Helen, ladies first, listening in New York to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Good evening, everybody. I just wanted to call and let you guys know, if you haven't had time since you were preparing for your show or whatever, a couple, troubling or horrific items from the news from today. One has to do with police, which is what you've been talking about. The other has to do with endangered species. The police thing is a done deal. I don't think anyone can do anything about it. The endangered species, we can do something about it. All right, so with the police, I think either one or two of you guys are from Florida, I think.
That's right, two of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, all right, this is a suburb just north of Tampa. This just happened, it was just reported on a few hours ago, and you can check it in. It's in ABC News. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. In this theater, I want to know what movie people were waiting to see. Okay, there was this couple and a retired police captain, 71 years old, from this suburb north of Tampa, and then this other couple, and the husband in this other couple, he was texting, and for some reason that became very annoying to this retired police captain from this suburb north of Tampa. I'm sorry, I forget the name of the place.
So what
did he blew his brains out?
Huh? Yeah, he shot him.
A police captain did that?
A former one.
Yeah. And if he's charged with second-degree murder, he's going to be spending the rest of his life in a cage. And
more evidence we need to take guns away from the hands of the police.
Well, that's mental illness, I think, anyone who would do such a crazy thing. The movie didn't even start yet. They were watching the previews, and this guy was just annoyed, and he just shot the guy.
Wow, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Standing your ground is no excuse for that. But now the more important thing, and I know that's very sad, that's horrible, but that's a done deal. He's in a cage. All right, rhinoceroses, endangered species. There's some weird group who's they need to raise funds to provide for more funding to save the endangered species. So guess what they did? They put an auction out for some big game hunter to get the right to hunt one of them. Okay? So I think this guy in Texas won it. It hasn't happened yet. I think he just won it today. Okay. 35,000? $35,000? I mean, something huge like that. But a huge amount of money that he's paying to be able to go and hunt down an endangered species. And I don't even know how they can get away with this. And I feel like I...
Who's he paying to hunt the rhino?
Pardon?
Wait, he wants to hunt a rhino?
Yeah, they auctioned it. These people Yeah, they're protecting the species. They auctioned off because they needed money for their...
Okay, so group, I'm part of the Save the Rhinos group, and I'm auctioning off the ability to hunt a rhino.
It does sound a little crazy, Yeah. So here's one thing I'd say about it, Helen. I don't know how rhinoceri work as far as their social structure, but for instance, male lions are far less valuable for breeding purposes than female lions are. So if you were having, I don't know how rhinoceri work, but if you were to take down a male rhinoceros, I mean, it seems counterintuitive or whatever, but it is hard to raise money, and I'm just wondering whether this is actually, if you took out, say, an immature male or whatever, whether it would have any kind of effect on the rhinoceros population at all.
Well, some guy from Texas won it, and I'm just hoping, because I'm a big animal lover, and I'm just hoping that maybe some wealthy person who's an animal lover, he purposely did it up and he won it, and he's not going to shoot the rhino.
Maybe.
I think so, too. But there's also this trap of the charismatic megafauna, things like rhinoceroses and lions and stuff like that. And we believe that they should be completely wild. But the problem is that when humans and wild animals come into contact, it's usually the animals that lose. So they need some kind of husbandry in order to continue to thrive. And there's interesting in the book Mary Ruart's Healing Our World.
Great book.
Yeah, she points out that in countries where it's illegal to hunt elephants, the elephant population tends to be much more endangered than in countries where it is legal to have them as essentially farm animals. I mean, that's not the right terminology for it, but
kept.
Owned. Where one's allowed to own and keep elephants, elephant population tends to be fine.
Right. Well, I mean, if you think about it, there's no shortage of chickens and cows in this country. Thank you, Helen, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Yeah, and I recommend that book, Healing Our World. It's available free online, by the way, at books.freetalklive.com.
And I don't know what rhinoceroses are good for besides hunting, but that is one thing that people want to do with them. They want to use their little noses for some kind of healing potions or whatever.
Well, like, so if I'm looking to buy some land and there's, like, some land where a species which is going extinct lives on, then that land is probably going to be more expensive to buy anyway, just because
you may not even be able to build on it.
Because it has value for that very fact that it's got, and you know, a
but
species
it may be
which
less
is
valuable because of that. Because you can't
build
on
it. Well, right, because of endangered species laws. So I'm sorry, I'm speaking in a hypothetical free market situation. Like, how would we protect animal species without laws? And besides the whole issue with, like, what makes an animal a particular species versus another animal, which is to the eye and by its behavior pretty much the same animal, but we kind of arbitrarily decide that's a different species. Besides that whole thing, the idea of someone owning land doesn't necessarily mean that their incentive is to kill off all the wild animals there.
No,
a lot of times,
not.
You know, especially if it's something like that, they're
the
buying the land specifically for that purpose.
Right. How about the Nature Conservancy is a perfect example of that. This is a private organization that buys up land for the purpose of keeping it pristine and in its natural condition. Let's go to Dave. He's in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Dave, go fast.
I have a question for you. I have a friend who is a female, and she's dating a loser, and she also has a kid with this loser guy. But I want to know, from a female's point of view, why is she still dating this loser when, you know, they have a kid? I feel that she is bringing in more weight. They both have jobs, but I feel that she is bringing in more weight to the house that they both live in. But I want to know, why is she still dating this loser when, you know, they have a kid?
All right, thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Allie, why is she dating the loser?
Love is complicated.
It certainly could be possible that they're staying together for the supposed benefit of the child. A lot of people will stay in a relationship that they don't feel is optimal because they believe that somehow that'll be beneficial to the child, although some could argue that if you've got a bad relationship, that's not benefiting the child.
Maybe she's a loser.
Good question. We don't have all the details, and we certainly didn't have time to get them all from Dave. Nor am I certain we would have been able to extract them all. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Check out Allie on her site, alpshow.com. Later.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million a day? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.